Hello, everybody. Welcome to Clover Shift, Episode 2. The last time we left off on Dungeons & Dragons was Bakugo defeated me, and we went home and ate dinner and got ready for the next day to deploy out on the adventure. Alright, so let me go grab my dice. Alright. So, Dylan. So, Bakugo, are you ready?
Yeah.
Alright. Do you have your dice on your phone?
Yeah.
Alright. So, I'll do the dialogue. Wait, what's your character's name again? Bakugo Zeppeli, sorry. Yeah, I remembered it. So, Mr. Bakugo, why did we come out on adventure with you anyways? Because we want to know why? Yes, I really want to know why. This is why! Mr. Bakugo Zeppeli, he pulls down Jujito's shirt and looks at the birthmark, the Joestar lineage birthmark. The star has 100 in it. The 100 fades away and turns into a 99. Mr. Bakugo Zeppeli explains. You see this? Somehow Dio, or a family member of Dio, is still alive and has gotten somebody to place a curse upon you, which gives you 100 days to beat him, kill him, or at least find a weakness of him. And if you don't within 100 days, your life will neatly be over. Oh, I should have listened. Well, we need to go out. Well, before you go out, make sure you take this test. We don't want no pesky emails to the school. Alright. Later that day, Jujito. Oh. By accident. Later that day, Jujito goes to the counselor for swearing in class. So, Mr. Joestar, is it? Yes. Why were you saying such cruel things in class? Why think I should have my own independent speech? Well, can't argue with that. It's just a warning, but you're free to go. Huh? Hey, what are you looking at, kid? Oh, nothing. I just admired something on your body. What are you... What are you talking about? Are you looking? Don't tell me you're looking down there. Oh, it's on your neck. What are your number? Very odd shape. What? At number 99. Inside of a star. What? Who the hell are you anyways? I'm Junako Okika. I'm about 2 years above you in high school. What? You see, you have a skin, right? What? How do you know that? I have a skin too. And guess what? The Brando bloodline destined me to be here and kill you once and for all! Oh shit! Here we go again! Hey Dylan, do you wanna participate in this fight? As a guy I just found?
Mm-hmm.
You wanna participate in the fight as a guy I just found?
Yes!
Alright, so You're controlling Oshiki, the guy that's trying to kill me. So basically, what a stand does is he can manipulate his blood, and after using it, after like 5 minutes, he can manipulate somebody's blood, but he can only do it for 10 seconds. Alright, so get your dogs out. Let me grab mine again. I'll go first. Alright, 3, 2, 1. Nice, I got a 7. Also, we have 100 health here. I got 7. 7 times 2 is 14. So, I do 14 damage to you. I need to think of Stinko. I shattered your chest like glass. Alright, it's your turn to roll.
91.
So, you do 9 damage. Well, not really. Let me calculate. So, 9 times 2 is 18.
18.
Alright, so, you do 18 damage to me. Wait. Let me get my calculator out for this. So,
next, you're going to calculate.
Where's my calculator? Let me search up. There it is. Alright, so, first I did. So, you have 86 health left. And I have, 82. Alright, it's my turn. I'm gonna use Hamon, which means I can roll twice, but I only do plus unless I get something above 7. If I roll a number above 7, I get to do times 2. Alright, 3 plus 4, 3 plus 4, I do, wait, oh, no, that's not 4, that's 6, alright, I looked at it wrong, fuck, it's 7, sorry, I looked at it wrong, I'm tired, I can't see well, so 4 plus 7, 4 plus 7. Oops. 11. I do 22 damage. 22 damage to you. But before I attack you, the next thing I'm going to say is that Hamon? The brand of bloodline told me to worry about. The next thing you're going to say this, Hamon? I thought I was never practice ever again. Right?
What?
This is what Joseph does, where he goes like, the next thing you're going to say is, the next thing you're going to say is, what the hell?
What the hell?
Alright, the next thing you're going to say is, what the hell's that? Is that Hamon? I thought that was next practice again, right?
What the hell is that? Is that Hamon? I thought that was never practice again.
Oh no! I chop into you, and it leaves a burn mark on your side. So you have 64 health left. It's your turn to roll.
Six.
All right. So 6 times 2. You do 12 damage to me, so. I have 70 health left. Alright, we both have super charges charged up since this is our third charge. I'm not going to use mine yet. Alright, so you have like 64, I have 70. Make sure you write down your health as this goes. So you have 64 and I have 72. Alright, so. I'm gonna charge up my fist with my stand. Or no. I'm gonna guard. If it goes over 5, it's successful and I take 2 damage from you on the next attack. If it goes underneath 4, I only take half of your damage. So let me write down my health card. So let's see if my defense is good. Because when you defend, it charges up your stand power, which means you can do more special attacks. Alright. We need to run a better surface.
I'll do it on the shelf.
Alright, so I rolled a 3. Alright, so you roll now. Also, that's not 3 damage taken away from you. That's just, I take away half of your damage you do on me for your next attack. I defend myself. It also raises my stand power too, so you can roll now.
6.
6? Alright. So 6 times 2 is... You do like 6 damage to me. So, 72 minus 6. Wait. Alright. You can do a special attack. A special attack is where you roll 3 times and you multiply every roll by each itself. So let's say you roll 6 times and then you roll a 4, 6 times 4, and then you roll a 2, 6 times 4, 2. Alright, I'm gonna get my attack so I don't use any stand power. So it's your turn. What do you do?
Where's my health at?
You can. So, you have a special attack ready. That's where you roll by 3. You roll 3 times. So, let's say you roll a 9. And then.
So, what is my health at? How much health do I have?
You're at 64. I defended myself last time.
Okay.
Alright, so you know how to do special attack, right?
No.
So basically, you roll 3 times. Say you roll a 3 the first time. Second roll, you roll a 4. 3 times 4. And then third roll, you roll a 2. 3 times 4 times 2.
Basically, I rolled a 66.
So, 6, and then roll again. Alright, so 6 times 4. And then roll 1 last time. You do 48 damage to me. Alright, so let me calculate this. My special attack's ready. You thought your blood manipulation stand could beat one of a glass, but really, you're the dumb one here. So,
9?
I got 9.
4 times 2.
So, 2. I did 72 damage. Your body shatters in half like a glass vase. Give me a fucking break. I win. So I take you to the hospital to recover. Doctor, he got beat up by some kids in the alley. Luckily, I scared him off with my knife, but do you think he can recover? Yeah. The hell was that? I've never seen something jump out on the floor. Well, when I finished beating the shit out, it looked like a spider. Luckily, I crushed it with my stand. It's about the size of a human heart. Well, you should be recovered now. Ugh. Thank you. What? Why are you thanking me? See? Somebody this clan called Rando put something around my heart and I lost mine. I couldn't control myself. Only me. I could see everything, but you're recovering from it. And think all about the curse that the Randall family has laid upon you. So, now? I'm team to help on your adventure. Alright. I'm fine with it. Do you have any loved ones and family? I don't want to call them. No, I'm actually an orphan. Well, we can just say that we adopted you. Her orphanage will just let it go. Thank you for coming with us. You're welcome. Oshiki has joined our party. Mr. Zeppeli, we have somebody who can help us out on the adventure. He said he got mind controlled by Brando, but there's a parasite, and we both killed him. So now he's good. Well, sounds believable to me. Sounds like what happened to young Cat Gillian. But we don't really want to talk about that anymore. Really screwed up your grandfather, Jotaro. Well, let's go out. We need to defeat that deal. And get this all over with. Day 2 has been completed. There are 98 days until Jotaro dies. Alrighty, well, Mr. Joestar, where should we be heading soon? Well, let's all vote on one. Alright, Dylan. Ready? So, where should we go? Do you want to go to the Speedwagon Foundation headquarters? Do you want to go to the school, or do you want to go to the airport?
Options again.
Where do you want to go? Do you want to go to the Speedwagon Foundation headquarters? Do you want to go to the school, or do you want to go to the airport?
Speedwagon.
All right, so we have the Speedwagon Foundation. Mr. Zeppeli explains to the new owner of the Speedwagon Foundation about what we need to do. He gives us some health potion and foods and a boarding ticket to go all the way across the country to Sweden. That's where they think the Brando family plan is hiding out. Alright, well, we saw Japan, and we gotta go to the other side of the world. Think it's just Sweden. Alright. Alright, so, we board the plane. We finished the airline, but we didn't make it to another airport. For some reason, the plane landed. We're now in the middle of the ocean. Luckily, the radar hasn't broken from the crash, and we can call help, and they come back where we are in the ocean. We get on a lifeboat, and they take us to the nearest island, which just so happens to be an island right outside of Japan. Shigenitokawa Island. Looks like we're gonna have to stay here. There might have been and then people standing on the plane trying to get rid of us from the Brando family. Alright. So, Dylan, where do we want to go? Do we want to go to the back? Do we want to go to a mall? Or do we want to rent a hotel room?
Hotel room?
Alright. So, we run a hotel room. We stay there for the rest of the night. Jujito has 97 days left until he dies. Alright. So where do you want to go? Do you want to go to the Japanese mall? Or do you want to go to the back alleyways?
The back alleyways.
Alright, so we go to the back alleyways. We look around and there's so many independent small shops that are open. We realize that the Speedwagon Foundation has given us a $1,000 alert space for a journey if we need to buy anything. So, what do you want to do? We can go to the food shop and buy things to heal us when we're fighting. We can go to the weapons shop where we can get things in hands or stand. No, we can go to the weapon shop where we don't have to use a stand, so we can use a weapon. Or do we go to the mysterious, dangerous alleyway?
Where are the other?
So we can go to a food shop where we can get things to heal us in battle. We can go to a weapon shop where instead of using our hands in battle, we can use weapons as well. Or do you want to go to the glowing alleyway?
Weapon.
Alright, so we go to the weapon shop. Here are the things. A basic model BB gun, which is 400 yen. A training knife, which is 200 yen. Or a wooden knife, which is 200. What do you want to buy? Dylan, what are you gonna buy?
What?
What are you gonna buy?
What are the options?
So the options are a pistol model BB gun, which is 400 yen. A wooden knife, which is 250 yen. Or a metal training knife, which is 200 yen.
Or the knife.
There's a wooden knife that is 300 yen, and there's a metal training knife that is 200 yen. Keep in mind, the training knife isn't sharp, and also we both have 1,000 yen.
What can I buy?
You can buy anything from the shop.
A knife.
Which one, the metal training one or the wooden one?
Wooden.
All right, so.
Actually, metal.
Wait, metal?
Yeah.
So you have 800 left. I'm gonna buy nothing yet. And, you wanna, go to the healing shop? Or go to the back? You wanna go to the healing shop? Go to the glowing alleyway, or leave, the alley?
Bowling.
Leave?
Bowling!
Okay. So we go to the glowing alleyway. It's another stand user. But he's not here to attack us. He says, hey, we have some things to enhance your stands. You see, these are called soul riggers. What they are is basically attachments for stands to increase your attack abilities much more. It's only 500 for one. You want to buy one or not?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't buy one. I do. I get sharp brass knuckles for my fist. We're gonna have a pause because I need to go use the bathroom, but then we'll finish.
What?